Okay, dear Dhamma friends, we have come to the mindfulness for young adult session. So now it is the time for a guided sitting session. May you sit in a comfortable position. And we are now trying to establish mindfulness. First, using our posture. And we can keep our head straight, neck also straight. Shoulders in a restful position. Hands may be resting on our lap. And keeping our body straight. And we can now close our eyes. There can be various thoughts appearing in the mind. We can know about them. And without getting disrupted by them, without getting disturbed by them, we can simply take our attention back to the body. So body works like an anchor to our wandering mind. So again and again, we are trying to bring our attention back to the body. So the feelings that arise in the body could be quite natural, and there won't be big change or sort of significance. What we experience may be quite ordinary. So these ordinary experiences are something that right now we are paying attention and giving some significance. Typically we ignore these ordinary experiences, but right now we are trying to give some attention to them. So probably you can check what I am telling. So our eyes are gently closed. Lips may be touching softly. And we are not keeping our jaws in a tightly coupled way, rather they are quite relaxed. There is no any tension in the facial muscles or facial tissues. So we are trying to be with the present experience. So therefore nothing much to think. We are not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future. Rather, we are simply enjoying the present moment. Just be with the present moment. Relax with the present moment. Shoulders are in a relaxed position. We are not forcefully or purposely holding them. Arms may be resting on our lap. Upper half of the body straight, and probably we can feel our clothes are touching our body, and probably we can feel how there's a pressure concentrated at our buttocks. Since we are sitting, fair amount of body weight is concentrated there, so we probably can feel some pressure or heaviness at our buttocks. Legs are bent, calf muscles are relaxed, and certain parts of the foot touching the ground or maybe the carpet. We are comfortably sitting, not standing, not lying down, not walking. Right now we are comfortably sitting. So we again and again recognize this sitting. We are aware of sitting. Now we can spend a few minutes listening to various sounds. time to time you can hear my voice, and sometimes probably you can hear maybe sounds of vehicles, maybe someone else is talking. Or sounds of animals. So these sounds come and go. So these sounds can happen in any direction, and therefore we are having very open awareness, not a directional or concentrated or pointed awareness, but rather we have pervaded kind of awareness. Awareness is spreaded everywhere, quite open. And again, we have some receptive attitude. We are not rejecting anything, rather we are quite receptive. Mind is wide open, quite relaxed, can receive anything. The openness, attitude of receiving anything, accepting everything, help us to come back to ourselves and to remove any grudges or any resistance, and to open ourselves to the new experience. Whatever is happening, we are ready to accept. Now we can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then release. Again, we can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then release. We can slowly bring our attention back to the breath. As in-breath happens, we can recognize it as in-breath. As out-breath happens, we can recognize it as out-breath. As our mindfulness improves, we can even recognize certain subtle characteristics of breath. Whether it is longer, shorter, whether it is warmer or cooler, from which nostril it is going in, from which nostril it is going out. So we are slowly sharpening the mindfulness. Once we are confident, now we can simply look at our mind. What are the thoughts appearing? And we are not trying to suppress any thoughts. With confidence, we allow them to come. And probably now we can recognize them. Different kinds of thoughts. Thoughts related to the past. Thoughts related to the future. But we are not promoting them. We know exactly what they are. And then we allow them to pass. Allow them to go. Another thought appears. We recognize it. And allow them to go. Allow it to pass. So when we are doing like this, probably you can even recognize there could be even a little gap between thoughts. And again, there could be lustful thoughts, greedy thoughts, little bit of angry thoughts, thoughts of ill will, kind of resistance in the mind, maybe even some restlessness, or maybe kind of calmness. So different thoughts, different states of mind, or even subtle perceptions, certain signs appear in the mind. If we consider our mind as a kind of field of awareness, to this field of awareness, certain scars or certain signs, humps, or they start to appear. So certain areas are now occupied with these signs, marks. But if we are not promoting them, if we are not giving any value to them, rather if we simply recognize them merely as signs, they start to disappear. They don't grow. And we don't think about them. We don't add value to them. We don't attribute a person to them. We keep them merely at the level of signs, perceptions, sanya, and let them go. So Buddha mentioned when someone is having a dispassionate attitude towards signs, perceptions, there won't be any entanglement with defilements. So you can keep your mind undefiled, quite pure, clean, when you are not attached to these signs. So different signs may appear. Signs of various things that you have seen. Sometimes what you are going to see, what you imagine, and maybe signs of sounds, smells, tastes, touching sensations, or even just thoughts. So if we can recognize them at their very early stages without being deluded by them, then they simply pass away. And we are simply being in the awareness, in the simple awareness, without any tension, without any attachment, without any excitement, with a very simple, calm awareness. And in this awareness, another thought may happen, another feeling may happen, another sign may appear, but we can recognize it, not promote it, rather let it go. Again, mind reverts back to the awareness. So keeping awareness as the refuge. Awareness as our home, as our true nature. Just be in the awareness. Just resting in the awareness. Being dispassionate towards all other conditioned phenomena. Maintaining the mind of letting go. Just enjoying while being in the awareness. Just be in the present moment. With no stress, no tension, no heaviness, and even no object.